And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna, hanging out with you today on a rainy Monday. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, brought to you by MSC Opus. You can check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of good stuff there. Go check that out. Again, mscopus.org. You can call us at 693-1150. You can text us at 229-1939. 1939 sees almost the combined score of all the baseball games this weekend. Wow. A just wild weekend over at Bluebell Park. First off, the whole thing was thrown off. I know why. It makes obviously sense. But they're now, because of the Bluebell situation.
So because of Bluebell.
They're selling Dippin' Dots at Bluebell Park. It seems.
Oh, really?
It seems. You know, I don't know. Someone said it's you know, the Dippin' Dots have been going to be the ice cream of the future for like 30 years now. Now is their time. They're while Bluebell's down, they're making their move. Carpe diem, I guess.
Be interesting to see what kind of sales they had. Probably not as high as the earned run averages of both teams.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. That was weird this weekend. This is one of those things where. College baseball, there's so many games and there's so much stuff. A&M lost Friday by 2 runs, I believe, and they lost They lost by 1 run Sunday, 1 Saturday's game, and they dropped from like 2-8 in the national polls. It's 2 runs Friday, 1 run Sunday. Is that a major? You know, is that a loss worth dropping someone 6 spots? Really, no. But the way college baseball works, yes, it's all about momentum, and right now A&M doesn't have it. They swept Tennessee a weekend ago. Doesn't matter now because they lost 2 of 3 at home.
See, I'd argue with you because the way baseball goes, they came off a series sweep of Tennessee. Okay, they did sweep Tennessee, but all those games were close. I mean, through those three games were close. And Tennessee's not a good program, not a good team. They're not going to go with the top 64. Then you come home and you could say, well, A&M's got things turned around. You're playing South Carolina, a team that's not good, a team that's 10-14 in league play for a reason. They're not that good. They're 74 RPI. And you win 2 of 3. You lose 2 of 3. They're close. You could have won those two, but they could have lost all three.
Yeah, easily.
I'm just saying, when you look at the RPI and how you gauge it, it doesn't matter when it happens. And I'm a little bit like you. I have to laugh. Well, A&M's got like 6-9 wins, whatever. These other teams right behind them now, 15-16. It's when you lose and who you lose to. And where you lose to at home. So I think it's a combined situation. A&M lost at home to a good Arkansas team. That's no disgrace. But barely beating a bad Tennessee team. And then now you come home and lose 2 out of 3 to not a good South Carolina team. And is A&M in one of these little situations where they're having a dip? Sure, you're going to have dips and valleys. Now, if you're an Aggie fan or you're a national broadcaster or a media person, you're asking yourself, is A&M going to come out of this little slump or is it going to continue? That's the question. It's not where they're at now. Where do they go from here?
Yeah, and that's what we're going to ask, you know, Justin Seeley about next segment, because this – you don't want to get too much into, like you said, they could have also very easily won all 3 games at LSU. And then if they do that, then we're talking about a different series also.
They could have, you're right.
You know, they've played a lot of close games lately. This weekend, the pitching was just, for whatever reason, wasn't working, for either team. But, you know, like someone texted, the Aggie defense has played the football team last year, all offense and no defense. The errors on Friday killed them. I mean, that's why they lost the game. They made a few mistakes. And then, you know, Saturday's game was just wild. It's just one of those weird games. And then the Sunday game, you know, again, they hit all right, but they couldn't stop them. Right now, A&M has a pitching problem. And it's just one of those things where they're all slumping at the same time. And also, you could see this coming a little bit. Those injuries were going to catch up eventually.
Eventually. I agree with you.
And as batters, as scouting reports come out, people get more used to what people are doing. You're going to get better against the pitching. And the opposing teams have. And right now, it's a combination, I just think, of A&M's you know, they're not quite playing as well as they should. The scouting is getting better. And, you know, they're just kind of a little bit of a slump right now. I still don't think it's anything to, you know, freak out about.
It's nothing to freak out about. And that's why I hate to say it. They could have won these games. They could have lost these games. No, they didn't. A&M has a great record. They're still a top eight national seed. But to me, I want to emphasize, it's what they do from here. Because what has happened is, a week ago, A&M had one of the top 10 pitching staffs in the country, 2.74 ERA, in one weekend against a team that came in not going to the NCAA tournament, a 74 RPI. Their ERA jumps to 3.05, to 22nd in the nation. They dropped 14 spots, and that doesn't count the seven unearned runs that the defense gave up. That's where, if you're an A&M fan, which I think you're listening, you would be, that's where your concern is. This pitching staff has to get better, and maybe the defense also has to get better. This team can hit on the moon. To me, how far they go from here, and I really can't say, well, A&M's going to host, Cease A&M's hosting regionals and super regionals, no problem. Yeah, there's a problem because all the bases are 90 feet. You still got a field, and you still got a pitch, and A&M wasn't able to do it this past weekend.
Well, and we said last week that we thought A&M was almost to the point where they could go 500 and be a national seed. Now that means they're going to have to beat Ole Miss.
We did say that. You're right. We did say that. We said they're going to host regionals even if they lost the whole seven games. We laughed.
Yeah.
But now they've lost two of those seven games.
Yeah, and, you know,
it is what it is.
They now have got to win it. If they want to be a national seed, they're going to have to win the series at Ole Miss now, or it's going to get close. They still would have a chance with the SEC tournament. Who knows? And then again, they could come out and throw, you know, three great games this weekend. I think Ryan Hendricks is still getting used to being a starter. I mean, he's still only done it three times, so he's going to be a little up and down. You know, and then Grayson Long had to have a bad outing eventually. I mean, he's been so good.
Just had
this
a couple
season.
In a row.
He's been so good this season that eventually he was going to have a little bit of a downturn. So, I don't know. Like I said, we'll see how they do this weekend.
Yeah, go back here. If you said, put in a time capsule, season starts, and you say, hey, it's going to be 42-9. They're going to be 17-9 in the SEC. They're going to be in the top 6-8 in the country. Would you take this? You take this in a heartbeat, particularly when they lost Stubblefield and when they lost Minter. Now, you know, baseball season is a lot. You got to take the ebbs and the flows. The problem is they're just in one of those lower ebbs. And so what do they do now? Because any sport, when you're getting ready for the 64-team tournament, when you're getting ready for the NCAA tournament field to be selected, because it's not 64 in golf, for example, it's always how have you played lately. So now there is a concern because people want to put the last hot team ahead of you. So A&M has put themselves down closer to 8 than to 1. They've been close to 1 the whole year. Well, now you're closer to 8, and so you've got to go ahead and answer.
And you're battling the momentum.
You're battling the momentum.
That's one thing that we talked about. The losses at the beginning of the season really count more than losses at the end? The answer is no.
No.
The losses at the end matter way more. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Justin Seeley. We'll get his thoughts on the weekend and kind of how you know, he thought things went and where the problems are, how they'll get better. We'll hear it all from him when we come back, so stay with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
Hello, it's the Toyota Time sales event. This is Jan.
Have I missed the deals? Oh, one sec.
Fastball, strike one.
I'm back.
No, in fact, during Toyota Time, we have 0% APR financing as well as leasing deals on a great selection of your favorite models.
I was going to come down earlier, but just my luck. Extra innings. Hold on.
Here's the pitch. Swing on and foul away.
How's your selection?
Great. We have an all-star lineup of reliable Toyotas led by the bold 2015 Camry and the power-hitting Tundra. And if you're thinking MPG, Corolla and Prius have the bases covered.
There's a high drive. Deep left. It's gone.
I'm on my way.
Oh, but you're still on the air.
You take over.
What? What a game, folks. Now let's hear a word from our sponsor.
The Toyota Time sales event ends June 1st. Hurry in today. Lease the bold 2015 Camry LE for only $199 a month for 24 months with $19.99 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 6/1/15. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details. Sale ends June 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using AggieLandHelpWanted.com, where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job? Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes, plus it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Rattlers always has great specials, and May is no exception. This month, grab some healthy snacks with David Sunflower Seeds in the 5.25-ounce bag, two for only $2.22. In a hurry for lunch? Then mix and match a fountain drink, hot dog, and nachos, two for only $2 with your registered Rattlers reward card. And if it's been a long, tough, and hot day, after work, stop in for some great beer specials, like 18 packs of Heineken, Corona, and Dos Equis, only $19.99, and 18 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Hello.
For more information on the Zone 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150, visit zone1150.com now.
Slow, loud, and banging. I turn my speakers up and then I just start swinging. Sometimes I get behind the wheel, then I start to steer. Don't know where I'm going, but just get me out of here. Yeah, so
welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. We are joined, as we are every Monday, by A&M Baseball Assistant Coach Justin Seeley. With this many runs, we could have picked a lot of MVPs, but I picked Logan Nottebrook, not only because he was solid at the plate, but he had one of the more impressive defensive plays I've seen all season, diving for that out in yesterday's game. So we went ahead and went with him, Coach. But the first thing I want to ask you about this weekend, have you ever been a part of a weekend where it just seemed like no matter what either team did on the mound, really until Vincent went out there yesterday, it seemed like the other team had all the answers? I mean, like, it seemed like nothing worked on the mound this weekend.
Yeah, it was, at the end of the weekend, you're really pretty exhausted because the time of the games took a long time. We were out there for a long time. And then, there's also on the edge of your seat most of the game just because the back and forth nature of every game that we played, and just kind of absorbing the whole thing. Looking back on it, it's probably the best week to hit I've ever experienced in the history of at least Olsen Field, and as far as I can remember. Even as a player, like, it was just a great weekend to hit. The wind was freight training out 25 miles an hour from 6:35 on Friday night all the way till the end of the last pitch on Sunday. So just it was a great weekend to hit, and they obviously, they got a ton of hits. We did too. They got more hits than we did. As much as anything, the story of the weekend ended up being they just made more plays on defense than we did, and we're able to come out with two victories as a result.
What was, and I don't want to necessarily say the problem, because as we mentioned in the last segment, this is three runs the other way, and this is a sweep for A&M. But what was, the issue with pitching? Was it just the wind, or is there some things that, weren't quite right this weekend with some of the pitchers?
No, I think you could probably see for the last two or three weeks we haven't been as good as we were the previous 7 weeks, on the mound. We're going through a little bit of a time on the mound. We're just not as sharp as we have been, and we got to make some adjustments. But at the same time, we've lost. we've lost less games than just about anybody, and we've won more games than just about anybody. So, you know, you have to small picture it from a coach standpoint, but you also have to big picture it as well, and, you know, understand that these guys are all, you know, they're all pretty good at what they do, and we have to make sure we put them in the right spot so that they can have the success that they've worked so hard to already achieve and to continue to achieve. And so, yeah, I mean, do we have some issues on the mound right now? Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. But I also feel pretty good about, you know, just us making some adjustments and helping get some guys back on the right track.
Now, would you? There's a few things at play here. One that I was wondering if it was a factor Saturday, especially for the middle relief guys that maybe don't throw that many innings. This is really the first time I can remember all season when it was really actually hot out there. Mm-hmm. It was been warm a little bit, but it was hot out there Saturday. I wonder if that played a factor at all, and also how much is the fact that every game is on the SEC Network Plus, everyone can see everything this season. I wonder if that's playing a little bit of a factor as the season goes on with scouting getting better this year. Is either of those things the case?
Yeah, the latter, I think, is much the case as anything. Just we all know more about each other, and as the SEC season goes along, we all have a better idea of what the other team is doing. So, I mean, it works both ways. You know, for us, it's an advantage, but also for the opposing team, it's an advantage as well. So, you know, I mean, the losses are starting to stack up, not just for us, but for, you know, even the other teams in the league, you know, towards the top. And I think that has a lot to do with it. I think, you know, some of the scouting is able to level the field the later you go in the season. And it's also a great thing in terms of, I mean, just you get to watch every game. I mean, you know, just from a fan standpoint, it's fantastic. I mean, I can even get on my phone or my iPad and –